Mr. Killian wasn't surprised to see me either. Put the stick on the desk.
Slowly, so as not to spook him, Enzo laid Killian's walking stick on the desktop.
Why did you kill him?
Because he was going to expose my father as a monster. The Butcher of Majdanek. One of the most notorious Nazis never to be brought to justice.
He paused, as if somehow that was explanation enough. But Enzo's silence drew him on.
No one, and I mean no one, was more shocked than I was to discover my father's true identity. When Killian first came to me, it seemed so monstrous, incredible. I just couldn't bring myself to believe it.
What made Killian come to you at all?
A shadow crossed Alan's face. Of pain, or misery, or hatred. A shadow like death.
Because my father was poisoning him.
He almost spat out the words.
During a consultation, he caught a glimpse of a tattoo inside Killian's left armpit. The identity number given him at Majdanek concentration camp. And he realized that Killian must have been an inmate there. That was when it dawned on him why Killian was seeking so many consultations when there was apparently little or nothing wrong with him. He had recognized my father from his time in the camp.
So your father invented an illness for him?
Yes.
Alan ran a tongue over dried lips and moved toward the center of the room, keeping his weapon trained on Enzo. His hand was trembling slightly.
He sent him for X-ray at Lorient, then falsely diagnosed lung cancer.
Enzo stepped slowly away from the window and the wind and rain at his back. He said,
I realized that when the pathologist made no reference in the autopsy report to a tumor in either lung. That's why I went out to see Dr. Gassman that day, just to confirm that if there was one, it would have been mentioned.
Alan nodded.
It's what I feared most at the time.
Had there been a proper investigation, the enquêteur would surely have noticed its absence. My father had been poisoning him with thallium, you see, claiming it as a treatment, but in fact inducing all the symptoms of a man in the final stages of terminal cancer. Of course, the pathologist had no reason to test for thallium in his blood or tissue. The cause of death was clear. 3 bullets in his chest.
He took a deep breath and allowed his eyes to close momentarily before they snapped open again, quickly, refinding their intensity and their focus on Enzo.
Somehow, belatedly, Killian realized that my father was killing him, not treating him. That was when he came to me and told me the whole story.
He shook his head.
You cannot for a moment imagine how I felt, Monsieur MacLeod. The depths of horror and despair that revelation brought me to. Of course, I immediately confronted my father. He was already entering the early stages of senility, and he confessed to everything. Just like that. As if these were normal memories that a father might recall for his son. I can remember going to the toilet afterwards and vomiting. I was literally sick to my stomach.
And now there was something else in Alain's eyes. Something like self-pity. An appeal for understanding that he knew was unlikely ever to be forthcoming.